You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of The Helping Container.
Jim Nance is back.
I'm Billy Gill, and as you can hear, I'm joined by Chris Cody, Roy Bellamy, Chris Whittingham, Mike Ryan, and our special guest today, Steak Sauce, who reached out with us because he needs some help. This weekend, Steak Sauce, as I understand it...
What voice are you doing right now?
You're meeting Sarah Spain in person and her husband Brad Billionaire, and you want help in not being weird. Is that correct?
Exactly, Billy. I'm a little nervous. Sarah's one of my idols. Now she's a part owner of a NWSL team, so she's way out of my league in terms of friends, you know.
786-456-4837 if you want to call in with help for Steak Sauce. So what is it that you're most concerned about, Steak Sauce, before we give you advice?
Well, first of all, I enjoy a cocktail or two every now and then.
Hell yeah.
And then in a social setting, maybe I'm a little nervous to meet her. I might overindulge, you know, have a little too many sniffs, you know?
How did you land this hangout, by the way? Like, how did you end up in a spot where you're about to meet her and her husband?
We're both Cubs fans. Her husband... works or is involved with a website called The Heckler, and every spring training they do like a big party trip. They're not doing it this year, but I just DM'd her to make sure they weren't doing it, and she's like, we're actually gonna be there this weekend though, just me and Brad. And I said, oh, we're going too. And she's like, cool, do you want to like meet up and hang out and like sit around? We're doing this barbecue. And I'm like, oh dude, you're Sarah Spain, of course.
Oh wow, so it's a casual hang. Oh man.
Yeah, that's the thing why I need help. It's not just meeting and taking a picture, like we're gonna hang out.
Yeah, I'd be nervous. I mean, I've hung out with her before, and I'd be nervous for this.
You should be nervous. I mean, because if it's just kind of a meet and greet, then that's one thing. But a casual hang, there's almost more pressure for a casual hang than I think for a formal gathering, right? Because a casual hang is like, just be yourself. But Steak Sauce, you don't want to be yourself. You want to be who Sarah wants you to be.
Exactly.
And you're in a tough spot because she's going to tell you, all right, we're getting here around this PM. What, like 2 PM? It's like, do you hit her up right then?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wait an hour? Do you wait till 3 PM? Because you don't want to be that too eager, but you don't want to be like, blowing her off. So it's like, it's a tough spot. I have no advice for you. It's just a tough spot you're in.
Well, hopefully somebody can help me out here. Mike Ryan, when you met Ric Flair, how did you feel? Because I feel like this is kind of like similar.
It's difficult. It's not the same situation. We're not doing an apples to apple here because unlike you, Ric Flair actually knew who I was and got to know me from the television. So he had some frame of reference, whereas Sarah Spain doesn't really know anything about you. So I think Billy alluded to this. Don't be you. That's a bad idea.
Don't be yourself, definitely.
Obviously, it's pretty well known what Sarah is into. Obviously, you both like soccer, from what I know about you two. So just have a lot of fake interest in the Chicago Cubs, SNL, I know she likes that, improv comedy. Just make up lies about yourself to impress her.
She's very pro COVID safety, so I'd go with a fist bump. Don't go in for the hug.
I wouldn't get closer than 10 feet.
No, you know what you do is you kind of get into the position where then she would make the first move to give you a fist bump. You're like, no, I'm trying to, better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. And then that'll get some brownie points. I think what you should do is, best case, do some deep dives. You know, you don't want to go and play the hits that everyone go, oh, I really love the Cubs. Oh, Joe Maddon this. Oh, you know, none of that stuff. Find out like very small things and just casual, like, oh, you know what? Hey, I really liked, you know, this blah, blah, blah. And it's like something that, you know, not a lot of people would know.
I've got a suggestion. Put in a phone number to one of your friends, but change the name in the contact list to Russell Wilson. Okay?
Ooh, good.
And go up to Sarah. So what do you think about this whole like Russell Wilson thing here? Can you imagine while the Bears are on his list and she'll probably be like, oh my God, I'd die. I want him here so bad. And you go, well, I'm actually friends with Russell Wilson. Yeah. Let's actually FaceTime with him right now. Wouldn't that be cool? And then you start dialing in front of her
a
FaceTime for Russell Wilson. But you tell your friend just, hey, I'm going to FaceTime you at this time. Don't answer.
Yeah, your friend can't answer.
Yeah, but it'll just show up on the phone like, oh, man, legitimately FaceTiming Russell Wilson. Yeah, Russell's probably busy. It goes to whatever it is, the FaceTime equivalent of voicemail.
Call him Russ.
Yeah, and you'll just be like, let me send him a voicemail and just get R-dub. What's going on? I'm here with Sarah Spain. She says, come to Chicago.
Yeah.
And then you hang up, and then you're just going to be, like, super impressive to her.
But instead of calling him back, maybe you just, when he calls you Russell Wilson, you say, hey, I'm hanging out with Sarah Spain right now. I'll call
him
later.
Wow.
Act like it's no big deal. Throw it back in the
great
pocket.
Twist on the whole classic.
No, because then what if she wants to talk to him? She's like, no, I really want to talk to him. You got to, good points.
Yeah.
Or she wants to book him for her radio show.
Wow. Everybody.
Yeah, then say, hey, I'll help you do that. No worries. But we're not worried about... We'll worry about next week.
Now,
it's all about a first impression, steak sauce. But while you're getting a lot of different advice here, we're pretty unanimous in that you cannot be yourself.
Yeah.
Be you, but not the version of you that you are.
You also need to have something else going on during this pre-hangout. Like, you need to be like, hey, Sarah, great to see you.
Get there late.
I got to go meet up with my other buddy. We're doing something really fun, too, before. So I'll hang for a little bit. Like, you know. You don't want to seem like this is really important to you. Like, you don't want to do a podcast beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, really breaking it down.
I'm glad you brought a podcast. At which point do I ask her to come on my podcast, Lower After Hours?
Wait on that a little bit. Yeah. Not right away. Not right away.
That seems forced.
I haven't done that yet.
Hold off on that a little bit. I think we have some callers that have some advice for you, Steak Sauce.
Billy. And I did not screen them or ask them for their names, but they've been listening to this conversation the entire time. So let's go up to line one. I don't think his name is Brett. It may not even be a man. Caller one, you're on the air trying to help Steak Sauce.
Hello?
Hey, caller
one. Hey, Brett.
Brett, go ahead.
This is not Brett.
Oh.
Well, go ahead either way.
Lines must have gotten crossed.
All right, what's up? This is Connor. So
Connor.
I'm thinking you make this strictly about Sarah. She obviously doesn't give that much of an interest about who you are, about your backstory, like everyone said. Don't be yourself. You just want to make this all about her. So you ask her about her going to Cornell and her Twitter bio. She's a washed up heptathlete. So I would just focus strictly on her, make it all about her, make her feel important.
And say that you yourself went to Cornell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have good advice for you too, Steak Sauce. How about this? So today or yesterday, because it's a leap year, was the anniversary of you getting a Guillermo Mafia tattoo. I believe that since then you've added a King Roy tattoo. What if you get a Sarah Spain tattoo this week, and then when you meet her, you're like, hey, I have a Sarah Spain tattoo.
Wonderful idea.
That was my initial thought, and my friend Steve shot it down immediately.
Why? Yeah. Who's Steve?
Steve is the worst. Never met him, but he's got to be the worst.
Stupid Steve. That's what they call him.
Just to be clear, you're trying to show Sarah Spain that you're a really cool guy by showing her a tattoo that you got of her.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, say that in front of her husband. Yeah,
I know this, Steve. This is the airport stalker.
How about a Brad tattoo?
Wow, that's a great example. That's a good example of the deep cut stuff you got to do. Get a tattoo of Brad Billionaire, and that will impress her. Yeah.
Billy, we have another caller online, too. Do you want to go out to that caller?
Yeah. Greg, you're on the steak sauce.
Go ahead, Greg.
Is it Greg Cody?
My name's not Greg.
Oh. Brett?
No, I wish it was Brett, though. That'd be cool.
What
My
is
name's
it?
Randy.
Oh, Randy.
You want me to hang up on him?
No, Randy's okay. A good guy.
Go ahead, Randy.
I know Randy.
Steak sauce, are you allowed to bring a plus one? Because that's a big thing, is otherwise you're sitting there kind of hanging on her every word, following her around. You got to have someone else with you so that in the lulls when she doesn't talk to you, you've got someone that you're not just kind of standing waiting for her.
Yeah, my lovely wife, Hot Sauce, is joining me on this trip.
Good. Pay attention to her a lot. Make it look like you're not ultra-focused on Sarah the whole time. Kind of give off that cool vibe.
Does everyone in your family have Sauce as a last name? Like, what are your kids' names?
One of my kids' names is Peanut, so that kind of works. Peanut Sauce, I guess. Not all of them. We need to work on it.
Barbecue call it Sauce. All right.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Good call, Randy.
Billy, great. I just so happen to have a caller on line three if you want to go.
Oh, great. Kate, you're on with Steak Sauce. Kate.
Kate? Go ahead, Kate. It's Kevin. Kevin?
Kate?
Are y'all talking to me? I don't know what line I'm on.
Oh, sorry. What's your name? I thought this was Kate.
This is Will.
Oh, Will. I'm sorry.
If you're talking to Will, I have a couple pieces of advice for Steak Sauce real quick for him. I would say being generally self-aware is a pretty good idea. You said you like to drink. Maybe stay away from sugary drinks. Keep that heart rate down and not be so anxious. And getting Sarah's opinions on things is probably a good idea, too. I would maybe ask what she thinks is the shipping container. Maybe get a basis for what she thinks of them and what their advice might be in regards to helping you out with her. That way you get a little gauge of what their advice might be helping you out with too. But yeah, just some general things there to help out when testing the waters with the meeting there.
Thank you, Kate.
Thinking, what if one of us, maybe Steak Sauce, maybe you get one of us to call you in the middle of it.
Wow.
And you can actually answer.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I know Billy Gill. Oh, Billy's calling you. Wow, let's
calm down with Billy Gill calling people.
I was thinking that because I have Izzy Gutierrez's number.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's it.
He's perfect, right?
That's the one. That's perfect. You know what you need to do, Steak Sauce? Don't just bond over things you like. Bond over things you hate. Nothing brings people together more than things that they mutually dislike. So try to find things that Sarah dislikes and be like, oh, this, you know, raisins, right? I hate them. And then she'll be like, I hate raisins too.
I like it.
Yeah, write that down, raisins. Yeah.
Take a note for me, please.
Yeah.
Billy, we have one last caller on line four.
Great. Okay. Benjamin, you're on with Steak Sauce. Benjamin?
Hello, this is not Benjamin.
Kate?
Well, I'll be Benjamin. I will be your Benjamin if you need me to be a Benjamin.
Well, no, who are you? We want you to be you. Today is all about being yourself.
Unless
or
you're
the version
Sauce.
Of yourself that Sarah Spain likes.
Yeah. Oh, this is John.
Oh, John, of course. Hey, John.
I know, it's a lame name. I can't do anything about it. My advice is actually the opposite of Brett / Connors. I would not be asking Sarah 1.5 million questions about her entire life because she's not there to talk about herself. It's more about just the experience of being at spring training. So
yes,
talk about topical stuff and like don't make it weird because then you're going to come off like Chris Farley in that SNL sketch where you're just like asking 1 million questions about her accomplishments.
Yeah.
And that's going to come off stiff. So that would be my recommendation.
I agree. It makes it seem like you researched her. I'm looking at like her wiki page for you go and meet. Yeah. Like, you don't need to get into overly personal details.
No. In fact, do the opposite. Take your resume and just hand that to her so that you guys can talk about you.
Like it.
Yeah.
At what point do I show her a picture of my dogs?
You could bring photos.
Yes, bring photos. Yes.
Of yourself.
Uh-huh, exactly. Do one of the things, especially now with everything that's going on, we know, we've discussed that she's trying to be extra cautious. Get one of those wallet things that have the photos, and then just open your wallet and just have a bunch of photos go down. And then, you know, get maybe some cute dogs. I don't know if you have dogs. You have pets. Do you have dogs, cats? So take some of your dogs. Take some of, you know, your family. Maybe if you decide, you know, this dog, not that photogenic, just get any old dog off the internet, put that in your wall and say, this is my dog. Replace your dog with a better looking dog if your dogs, you know, you don't like the way that they look or feel like Sarah won't like the way that they look.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, I have three dogs and a cat. So I probably shouldn't mention the cat because she's a dog person.
No, don't mention the cat. Never mention the cat. How about this? How about for the tattoo, you have a picture of Brad petting your dog?
Ooh, my dog or her dog?
Her dogs. Her dogs. That's probably better. Don't get your dog tattooed on you. Get her dogs tattooed on you with her husband petting her dogs.
I like it.
I feel like we helped.
You did. One more thing I need help with. What do I wear? I have a hat that has like the Cubs logo, but it says commish on it.
Mm.
Do I wear a hat that's like her hat?
Too much? Yes. Getting close now to the line.
Okay. Mm.
This goes back to that you being yourself thing.
Definitely take it and ask her to autograph it, but I don't know if we wear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Suit and tie. I was going to say suit and tie.
Maybe some bit of show merch where, like, you know, but it's nothing related to her. If you
wear
like,
your Tom shirt. Yeah. You have a Tom shirt, right?
Do you have a monocle?
Go casual. Go casual.
Do you have a monocle?
Mm.
A monocle is a great thing to go to a get together with because it's a conversation starter. Dress casually, but also wear a monocle. To the
and
point
a top hat.
Yeah, well, not...
And a bow tie.
Well, we don't want to go overboard. But just a monocle and let people ask questions.
About a Kangol.
Ooh, a Kangol and a monocle. A Kangol.
What do you think for an icebreaker with Sarah? You ask her how many times she's won around the horn, and you, like, have the answer. So if she doesn't know it, you tell her how many times she's won.
Yeah, and if she says a number, you're like, no, that's wrong, and you give her the right number. That would go over great.
And then mute her at some point. Like, joking mute.
That would go well.
Perfect.
Well,
I think we've helped. I can't lie. I think we've helped.
Very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Steak Sauce. Take care. What was that podcast that you were a part of again?
It's called Lauer After
Hour. I'm just kidding. I don't give a shit. Later, man.
Mike, how about Relegated FC?
No. Who would go on that thing?
Let us know how it goes, okay, Steak Sauce?
Yeah,
we'll
come back.
Guys, updated. Thank you.
All right. Have a good week.
Bye.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.